This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. There's no question that all stages of our life are more than well represented online. Parents post videos of their kids' births. Some of us document our every move on Facebook and Twitter. And now, even the rituals surrounding the end of life are having their moment on the internet. Virtual funerals are becoming quite popular here. Video streams straight from the funeral home are just so convenient. They cut costs. Mourners don't have to travel or take time off from work. Brian Bull of WCPN in Cleveland has more.
A cantor sings near the casket of the late Albert Joseph. It's a Jewish service at the Berkowitz Cuman Bukatz Funeral Home in Cleveland Heights. Relatives and friends share stories about the man they call Joe.
And as you might have guessed, a week or two later, you know what happened. One of the kids turned the table on Joe and put a pie right in his face, and we had that on camera as well.
I saw scenes of fondness and remembrance, smiles and tears. But the thing is, I wasn't really there. Some of the mourners weren't either. We were watching an online video stream, some from Arizona, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Cindy Salzer is Joseph's daughter. She's glad the funeral was available online.
My family, they did not want to have that. I think they thought it might have been intrusive. They originally did not want to do it, and I did. I thought it was a good idea.
In the Jewish religion, burials are done quickly. In Albert Joseph's case, it was 2 days after his death. Normally, this means costly last-minute airfares or long, stressful drives. But in this case, Salzer arranged a webcast with a funeral home with an on-demand link for those who could only see it later.
And we got wonderful responses, wonderful letters from people who saw it live. Even one of my dad's elderly friends figured out how to do it and watched it live.
Funeral director Michael Kuman says he installed the projectors, screens, and computer equipment 2 months ago at a cost of $22,000. The funeral home doesn't charge extra for the service, which gives him a leg up on competitors. Kuman says out of the last 80 services, about a third included webcasts, like one where a brother Skyped in from Florida.
And bigger than life, we had the brother sitting on that screen, you know, in front of his computer, so we saw him. And he spoke to everyone here. He said the things he wanted to say about his brother that came from his heart. And when it was all over, the rabbi continued. We put the screen back up and the service continued as if someone had just walked out of the family room to step up on the podium and speak.
Interest in online funerals is growing. One company, National Webcast, says demand has shot up 250% from 2011. But Sarah Marsden says some funeral homes are worried. She's editor-in-chief for U.S. Funerals Online.
We will see a lot more funeral homes close down, unfortunately, because I think the more we can access online services, they're not going to be traveling on the same basis to visit funeral homes.
In short, less revenues for funeral homes from chapel space, services, and caskets. But not everyone thinks the online trend means the end of traditional services. Daniel Berry runs a couple of funeral homes in the Cleveland area.
I don't think it's ever going to replace the value of the human touch, the presence of a friend or family there at the funeral home to comfort and share the grief with the family, which is why we have calling hours, why we have funeral services, why we memorialize the individuals.
Still, for Cindy Salzer, emailing the link of her father's service to friends made her happy.
It was a beautiful service. My dad was an outstanding man, and I just wanted to share it with people who would have wanted to see it.
Salzer's husband, Michael, argues online services will benefit those tight on cash, too sick or too old to travel, as well as relatives in the military.
I really don't see a downside, and since we have the technology, why not take advantage of it and use it so that other people can be a part of it and experience it?
In Cleveland, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.